Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the first half year results 2013-2014. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Welcome, everyone, to our conference call on EVN's half-year results for 2013-14 financial year. Before I start with the major business developments in the first half year, please let me remind you that over the same period last year, we had several non-recurring effects in the financial results, which complicated its like-for-like comparison. You're all aware that the first half year was an exceptionally mild period in terms of temperatures across Austria, but also Southeast Europe. You're also aware about our energy efficiency initiative, which contained a decrease in power prices as of the 1st of October 2013. The third major development was the cut in electricity tariffs in non-Austrian network business as of the 1st January 2014, while at the same time gas tariffs increased. Earlier in 2013-14, we had reported that Bulgarian and Macedonian tariffs were reduced by the authorities. Due to those major developments, the operating result of EVN in the first half year, 2013-14, were influenced by price and quantity effects. Based on the improved financial result, group net profit increased by 44.1%, largely due to a more stringent working capital management. Cash flow from operating activities was 40.7% above last year's level. In Bulgaria, EVN is confronted with the threatened suspension of the license for our electricity supply subsidiary, EVN Sales, which we consider as being unlawful. We will protect our rights as best as possible, including through the World Bank proceedings which we initiated last year. We will update you and when the situation has changed. In Moscow, as the solution has not been found yet, since the city of Moscow does not stand by the permit granted for the startup of the sodium hypochlorite plant, EVN decided to make use of a guarantee issued by the Federal Republic of Germany. We still do not have a construction permit for the waste incineration plant yet. Having said that, please keep in mind that two-thirds of the group's EBITDA is coming from Lower Austria on stable and regulated business. Furthermore, two-thirds of the group investments in the next years will be in the core business area. In this context, at the end of April, the rating from Standard & Poor's was confirmed. It is a BBB plus with a stable outlook. After this introduction, let's now turn to our group results in more detail. EVN, total revenue fell by 10.3% to 1,481.5 million euros. On the one hand, this decline resulted from the lower volume of proceeded orders in the environmental service business. On the other hand, revenue was influenced by a reduction in the energy business. The main factors for this development were lower electricity prices in trading and end customer segments and a drop in sales volumes, primarily as a result of the mild weather. On the cost side, the lower order volumes in the international environmental service business led to a decrease in the third-party services and other materials. Moreover, lower procurement costs of electricity and gas in the energy business reduced their operating expenses, which were down 10.9% in the reported period. On balance, group EBITDA and EBIT declined 8.3% and 12.8% respectively to 303 million euros and 184.9 million euros. Financial result, however, increased by 70.5 million euros to 53.4 million euros. Please note that this development above RO results from the absence of negative aperiodic effects last year. As a result, group net profit amounted to 189.5 million euros, which is 44.1% higher than the result in the first half of the previous year. What I would like to emphasize is the solidity and stability of our balance sheet structure. Our non-current liabilities increased due to a long-term loan obtained from the European Investment Bank. After paying dividends, equity still rose by 42.4 million euros, remaining stable at 43.2%. We are strongly encouraged by the fact that we could further reduce our net debt to 1.4 billion euros due to a strong net cash flow from operating activities. This resulted in a reduction of the gearing ratio from 50.9% to 40.7% since the last financial year end. As I mentioned before, the financial result improved in the first half year from minus 70.2 million euros to plus 53.4 million euros. This development mainly derives from an improvement in the income from investments in equity accounted investees. In this respect, please be aware that the previous year was affected by negative one-off effects caused by the sale of the Devol hydropower project, as well as negative earnings contribution from Econgas and WEEV. However, the earning contribution from RAC of 25.7 million euros did not reach the previous year's result of 48.9 million euros. Results from other investments increased in the reporting period due to a higher dividend payment of 40.1 million euros from Verbund and 11.1 million euros from Burgenland Holding. Finally, total interest and other financial results decreased year on year. On slide 6 now, we will see the split of the EBITDA contribution by each segment. The most important drivers of positive EBITDA contribution are our stable network infrastructure Austria segment and the energy trade and supply segment. EBITDA of both increased thanks to lower operating expenses in the energy trade and supply segment, mainly because of lower procurement prices for gas and electricity. In contrast, EBITDA decreased in the generation segment, where the continuing decline in market prices for electricity affected our results. The energy supply Southeast Europe segment as a result of tariff reductions and lower sales volumes, and the environmental service segment where the number of processed orders in the international project business dropped in the first half year of the reporting period. And now let's move on to the business development by segment. Firstly, I will discuss the generation segment in more detail. Wholesale power prices are still on a very low level, so that the thermal production is not in the market. However, unlike many of our peers, we are in a special position of having a contract on the availability of reserve capacity to export to Germany for another two winter periods. This gives us time to reposition ourselves in the future market development. Electricity generation volumes from both renewable and thermal energy sources decreased in the reporting period by 19%. The decline in production from renewable energy sources resulted from lower water flows, which could not be offset by additional production thanks to the start of operations at the wind parks Deutsch Wagram and Prellenkirchen, which together have a capacity of 48 megawatts. Production from thermal energy sources dropped mainly because of the reduced use of coal-fired power plant Dürnrohr. Revenue fell by 10.6% compared to the previous year. Apart from the reduction in sales volume, this development resulted mainly from declining market prices for electricity and the reduction option value of thermal power plants due to the discontinuation of free emission certificates. In total, this development resulted in a decrease in EBITDA of 12.8% and an EBIT of 27.7%. In the next slide, I will discuss the development of the Austrian energy trade and supply business. Energy sales volumes to end customers decreased in the reporting period. Above all, it was the mild weather which was responsible for the drop in sales of electricity, gas and heat. Also, outside of EVN's Austrian supply region, there was a reduction in electricity sales volumes sold by Energy Alliance Austria. Furthermore, the end of network loss delivered to the network infrastructure Austria segment as of the 1st of January 2014 led to reduced sales in volume. Revenues were down 14.8%, mainly because of the reduction in electricity and gas prices for households and small business customers as the 1st of October 2013 as part of the energy efficiency initiative, and the drop in quantities which reflected the mild weather over the winter half year. Lower purchasing costs for electricity and natural gas, as well as the provision for onerous contracts related to the marketing of own electricity production set up in the previous year, led to a decrease in operating expenses of 17.4%. All in all, we improved EBITDA and EBIT by 10.3% and 11% compared to the previous year. Financial result was 76.5% higher than last year. However, as already mentioned, last year's financial results were burdened by a negative earning contribution from Econgas. Now let's turn to our most stable segment, the network infrastructure Austria. In the Austrian network business, we registered reduced distribution volumes for both electricity and natural gas in the reporting period. Electricity network distribution volumes fell due to a lower demand from households and business customers. This decline was not compensated by higher demand from industrial customers. A similar development occurred in the natural gas network business. Volumes to industrial customers nearly reached the prior year level, whereby this winter's mild temperature had a negative effect on the demand from household customers. Hence, this led to a decline in natural gas network distribution volumes. The revenue of this segment dropped slightly by 0.5%. Electricity and natural gas network distribution revenue primarily declined due to the reduction of electricity network tariffs as the 1st of January 2014. Reduced quantities due to the mild weather were partly offset by an increase of the asset for the regulatory account of 20.1 million euros. As a result, EBITDA was up by 1.1% and EBIT by 0.6%. Our investments are focused on network expansion to safeguard supply security for our customers in view of rising feed-in from the intensive development of generation from renewable energy sources. Besides that, we built the West Schiene natural gas transport pipeline in Austria. With our efforts, we have increased the regulatory asset base in the electricity business to 600 million euros and in the gas business to 543 million euros. The next slide now will present our results in Southeast Europe. Our results in Southeast Europe were impacted by tariff changes in the past and current financial year. In Bulgaria, the latest tariff cuts of roughly 1% in the day and 10% in the night were announced by the regulatory authority already in the first quarter of 2013-14 and became effective as of the 1st January 2014. In the previous financial year, and customer prices for electricity were reduced by 7.3% in March 2013 and by a further 4.2% in August 2013. In Macedonia, the regulatory authority cut electricity prices for end customers by 3% in July 2013. Not only in Austria, but also in Southeast Europe, relatively mild temperatures affected our business activities in the first half year. In the field of electricity generation, we reported a decline in volumes due to the temperature-related reduced use and the technical standstill of the cogeneration plant in Lostiv. The mild temperature also led to a decrease in electricity and heat sales volumes to end customers in Bulgaria. Renewable generation increased due to the operation of the 7 hydropower plants in Macedonia, which were leased to a third party by January 2013. The revenue fell by 5.2%, mainly as a result of the price decisions in the region and the temperature-related lower sales volumes. With lower operating expenses, EBITDA in total declined 23.5% and EBIT dropped by 61.2%. Now let's turn to the development of the fifth segment, the environmental services. The revenue of the segment decreased by 33.2%, mainly due to a lower volume of processed orders in the international project business. On the positive side, we can report that we were able to increase our revenues in the field of waste utilization due to higher capacity use of the Lower Austrian Thermal Utilization Plant. The revenue contribution from the water supplies in Lower Austria matched the prior year. The revenue decline in the international project business was accompanied by a decrease in operating expenses of 30.6%. In total, EBITDA equaled 16.1 million euros and the EBIT totaled 2.1 million euros. Profit before income tax amounted to 7 million euros. We are currently working on 11 international projects. I've already mentioned Porto Tivat in Montenegro and their other project in Warsaw and Krakow. I already gave you an update about the situation in Moscow. We are very proud of the fact that another Lower Austrian municipality named Görlitzdorf handed over the management and operation of its water supply to EVN. With that, EVN serves the drinking water supply to 87,000 residents directly and for more than 500,000 indirectly. On the next slide, I will get you into more detail on the development of our cash flow. The gross cash flow was down 23% to 292.1 million euros in the first half year. Above all, as a result of lower non-cash earnings components from equity accounted investees and a decline in non-current provisions. Net cash flow from operating activities improved by 70.7% to 219.3 million euros, mainly due a lower increase in working capital compared to the previous year. The net cash flow from our investing activities rose by 92.5% to minus 10.2 million euros as a result of the additional liquidity released by the sales of cash funds and capital repayments from equity accounted investees in the first half of 2013-14. Net cash flow from financing activities totaled minus 207.9 million euros, which reflects the scheduled repayment of a bond and the payment of the dividend of 40 cents per share. All in all, net change in cash and cash equivalents equals 1.2 million euros. Now let's move on to the outlook for the 2013-14 financial year. We confirm our given outlook for this financial year. Our expectations for earnings from our operating business 13-14 are lower in comparison to last year due to price adjustments for energy and network services in Austria and Southeast Europe. The prior period effects that reduced financial results in 12-13 are non-recurring and group net profit should therefore exceed the level of 12-13. The current distortions on the energy markets will nonetheless prevent return to levels recorded in the recent years. Group net profit also could be significantly influenced by the developments of the proceedings with the Bulgarian government and progress on the project in Moscow. Our strategy focuses on providing stability of results, strong cash flow generation and attractive dividends to our shareholders. We aim for that goal by consolidating the existing business in our core markets, by increasing the efficiency of our work and by following our integrated business model which leads to diversification within the energy supply chain. The core of the integrated business model is the network business. This is the reason why a big portion of our investment will go to that segment in the next years. Additionally, we also expand our renewable production capacity. Our customers honor our efforts to secure the supply of energy and therefore are very loyal to EVN. We view our broad and stable customer base as our most important success factor and we continue to build on this solid base in the future, which will be also mirrored by our investment priority. Two-thirds of the group investment in the next years will go in this core region. This completes the summary of our first half-year results of 13-14 financial year. I'm now ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. In case you want to cancel your question, press 9 star again. Please press 9 star now to state your question. I repeat, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. Okay, one question from Theresa Schwinwald, Raiffeisen Central Bank. Please go ahead with your question. Mrs. Schwinwald?
Sorry, I was on mute. Good morning. I would like to know a bit more about this contribution to the regulatory account that held up the network results. Could you elaborate a bit on the background?
Yes, as you know, there has been a change in the legislation that regulatory accounts are necessary to smooth out weather effects. And on this basis, their calculation takes mainly place. And of course, as you see now in a year where there is a mild weather, this is automatically increasing the regulatory account in this field. So therefore, on the midterm, there will be less weather effects on the network business.
Okay, so am I getting it right that this year's bad weather is not going to be reflected in next year's tariffs?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
At the moment, there seems to be no further questions, so I would like to repeat. If you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. Yeah, there are no further questions.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for the attention and see you on the third quarter results.